This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Firefighters remain on the scene of a wildfire near Boulder's Table Mesa neighborhood. A mixture of strong winds, dry grass, and warm weather fueled the fire. About 19,000 people were notified to evacuate nearby homes yesterday, but by the evening, winds were receding and firefighters hoped to slow the fire's growth, said Brian Oliver, one of the incident commanders.
The plan going forward tonight is to complete those lines and try to get forward progress of the fire stopped is really what we're after for this evening.
Firefighters have created a wet line of soggy ground between the fire and structures. The size of the evacuation zone was slightly reduced overnight. The Colorado Springs Airport is looking to double in size. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says the proposal is outlined in the airport's new 20-year master plan.
From 12 gates up to 24 gates. That's what the Colorado Springs Airport would like to make happen over the next two decades. The new master plan projects that move could cost up to $125 million and would likely roll out in phases. Doubling up on gates is the airport's most optimistic growth strategy. The plan also lays out a number of smaller upgrade options, like building a new control tower and developments to the nearby business park. The number of people flying out of Colorado Springs in 2021 was the highest it's been since 2008. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Along the Front Range today, highs in the low 70s. In Grand Junction, slightly warmer, highs close to 80. This is CPR and KRCC.